Doe did not have an opportunity to put questions to his accuser in a hearing at Boston College. That's because there was no hearing. A lone investigator interviewed the parties separately. Harvard Law professor Jeannie Sook Gerson, who represents Doe, says both sides in a college sexual assault case should have the right to ask each other questions.
We are arguing that there has to be such an opportunity, not for direct confrontation or for direct cross-examination or cross-examination by each other's attorneys, but some way in which questions that each side has for the other in a case that deeply involves credibility, that those questions could be put to each other so that each side can have a fair opportunity to tell their side of the story.
In another case involving Boston College last year, the First Circuit ruled Massachusetts law requires colleges to treat students with basic fairness when they face disciplinary charges. In court Tuesday, the attorney for Boston College, Daryl Lapp, argued that if a college gives a student notice of the charges against him and gives him an opportunity to be heard, then it's met the requirement to provide basic fairness.
What that independent obligation of basic fairness amounts to is notice and an opportunity to be heard. That is what the obligation of basic fairness requires.
Sook Gerson says under Massachusetts law, colleges have an implied contract with students that requires much more.
Every contract between a student and a college has this implied idea of basic fairness in it. And we're saying that that basic fairness involves some very, very fundamental things. And it really, in a case of credibility, where serious consequences and a serious charge is at stake, that they have to have the opportunity to put questions to the other side in some manner.
In a case earlier this year involving UMass Amherst, the Federal Appeals Court in Boston ruled due process requires public universities to offer some opportunity for real-time cross-examination, even if a hearing panel asks the questions on the student's behalf. This is the first time a federal court of appeals is considering whether private colleges have that duty. Boston College argues the Constitution's due process clause does not apply to private colleges. The attorney for BC, Daryl Lapp, said in court Doe was given ample opportunity to respond to his accuser's charges because he was able to review the complete binder of evidence against him. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos has proposed rules that would require all colleges receiving federal funds to offer the accused the right to cross-examine his accuser. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.